Okay, Amir.
Hey, buddy.
Good to see you back.
Hi again.
This audio quality.
Again. Yeah, this is making up for some of the older episodes where our audio quality wasn't great.
Well, I don't know that we should use our.
Oh, yeah, our. I had one mishap that spanned three episodes. You've had mishaps. How many times this season has your camera just died?
I don't know.
Right,
because... No one keeps track of that.
That's what editing is for.
Jesus.
Good thing you have a master editor.
Jesus Christ.
Good thing you have your own Captain Kirk.
Master something.
Shout out, Peter.
You get to have a free vacation home.
Free vacation home.
Okay. So you get to, you live where you live right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a free vacation home. Here's your options.
Okay.
It's a European vacation home. Like, think south of France.
Okay.
Chateau.
Like the Côte d'Azur. Very nice.
It's gorgeous. It could be in Portugal. It could be anywhere that you feel great about.
Okay.
But you got to figure out how to travel there.
Okay.
Right?
So you got to pay for travel.
And the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can have one closer to where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Think, you know, Santa Barbara Beach.
Okay.
Slow. Somewhere in there.
It's like day trip distance.
Yeah. Easier to get to. Mm-hmm. Smaller. Mm-hmm. Not as nice.
Mm-hmm.
Studio in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into the city life.
Sure.
Or cabin, Whistler, Vail, any one of the ski towns you want.
Okay. How long do I own this property for?
Rest of your life. It's all paid for.
Could I live,
I'm buying it for you.
Could I live in that property as little or as much as I want to?
It cannot be your primary home.
What is defined as primary home?
No more than 1/8 of the year can you live there.
1/8?
Why 1/8? That's an arbitrary time I picked, based on a month and a half.
So 6 weeks.
Yeah, you got 6 weeks a year there.
What happens to the other 46 weeks?
I am only paying for 1/8.
So you buy me a timeshare?
Well, sort of. I mean...
Timeshares are a scam.
This one's not a scam.
Okay.
Where do you want it to be?
In Europe.
Oh.
Yeah.
The cost and the travel doesn't bother you?
Nope.
Because you would do 6 weeks in a row?
100%.
You would never... You wouldn't, like, split it up and...
I didn't want to come back. That's what's asking all those questions.
Don't you think it would make it harder, though, that you have to come back?
It would. But I think... The real answer is Europe. But the reason I pick Europe is because, like, somewhere close to me, like where I live now, I don't want a vacation home somewhere close to me. I can always do day trips there and back and go every weekend if I wanted to and experience it. And I don't care about where I stay as much as where I am. New York City, my wife would absolutely hate that. And I don't, again, I have friends in New York City. I can always go visit and stay with them. And that's not a big deal. I would love somewhere like Whistler or Banff or something like that, but I'm not a ski person so much. But a cabin in the woods would be really appealing. But a cabin or a home on like the French Riviera on the beach would be even more appealing. Or like in the Amalfi Coast in Italy.
Mm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hmm.
I'd go there twice a year, 3 weeks at a time. There's my 6 weeks. I'm good.
Skinny fries.